Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. Coming to you once again from the LOL Comedy Club in San Antonio, Texas. Super bad timing on my part. I had no idea that the people of San Antonio love the Raiders. And the Cowboys, and that they're playing each other as we speak. I guess I should have known that they'd be the two teams from cities that aren't San Antonio. And I've been told that they only play each other once, maybe every 10 years or something, because they're in different divisions or some shit. So thank you to those of you who are either skipping watching that important game or don't give a fuck about it. Either way, we are here, and it's going to be a good time. We've been having a great time on this tour. It's Sunday, December 17th, 2017, and let me see your naughty and nice name tags, because you guys are always a good name tag town, and most of them are right up front. Wait, why are you just holding up a hat? He doesn't know. Thor Ragnarok, what'd you change? Ragnarok. Your name's Ray? All right, Ray. Good job. And you have lights on yours, but you didn't turn them on because you're sitting right up front. It needs C batteries? For a fucking tiny sign with little lights on it? Oh, you took the movie Rio and changed it to Mario. Nice. Well done. And this guy over here changed Logan to Milogan?
Milo.
Milogan. Your name's Milo?
Yes.
Do you have a brother named Otis? Ghost Justers. Have I seen that one before? Yes, I have. All right. Justin? Ghost Justers, yes. Sean Girl instead of Gone Girl, I like that. And Rach Hell or High Water, that's a real nice one. It's all blinky. You next to somebody, yours doesn't blink, dude.
No,
it
doesn't.
What does it say?
Ricario.
Because your name's Rick?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, great job, everyone. We'll ask for you to whip those out again later. Doug plugs, Tate Crazy Nights continues tomorrow, Cap City in Austin, San Francisco Tuesday at Cobb's, and Night 8 is in Sacramento at the Punchline, and that's next Wednesday, December 20th, 2017, in case anyone is listening to this podcast next year, or, you know, whenever you get around to it. But whenever you listen to it, there's a place to go see if I'm coming to your town soon, and that's DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com! Yeah!
That guy threw in a real feeble, oh yeah! Uh, 264 people bought tickets to Douglas Movies last night in Dallas at Hyenas. So they're the current leader in sales. We'll add up the number of people that are here tonight later and determine that there was more people in Dallas. What's that? Are you really just chatting with me? Like, I'm not trying to do a show over here. That's okay. This poor guy, this fucking tree is in the way. Thanks for coming, dude. Enjoy the tree. But yeah, I'm sorry you didn't make it out of Houston, lady. The prize bag tonight has a lot of, some amazing stuff in it. As you know, I've been on the road for several days, so I just, you know, I get what I can where I can. Last night, somebody put a bottle of Tito's on a name tag, so I kept that for the prize bag. I should say, for the listeners, a very small bottle of Tito's. Airplane size. And then I've also got from my hotel room a Mega Rich Body Cleanser. Yeah, it's Peter Thomas Roth, as if I guess that's supposed to mean something to somebody. Fancy, right? Oh, also from Peter Thomas Roth, I just like the sound of this. Non-irritating mouthwash. So many mouthwashes are irritating. Not this one. Non-irritating. Oh, a shoehorn. That also says Peter Thomas Roth on it. So that's going to impress people when they come by. One of the final Christmassy pipes from Peacemaker. Oh, yeah, we got some smokers in the crowd. What a surprise. I don't know what this is doing in there. That's supposed to be in my pocket. And then I've got, standing by tonight, I've got a confetti gun for an exciting moment in the show. And by confetti gun, I mean it might hit you guys in the front row. Maybe. But probably not. And I keep getting, I keep wearing this every night and doing the same joke for everybody because you got to see it to get it. This is an elf when he graduates. Yeah, diminishing returns on that. Is anyone here wearing a Santa or elf hat? Anyone at all? Oh, we got one back there. Does yours personalize? Does it have your name on it? No. What?
Cowboys.
It says Cowboys on it? Are you excited about the game? Are they winning? Yeah? So you can keep track of the score? Is it a blowout? What's the score right now? Well, I was going to say we could trade hats if you want, but it sounds like you wouldn't want to part with it. I understand that. Yeah, no thank you is right. No thank you. I don't want your sticky cowboy hat. The first night I put this on, as soon as I put it on, people went, what about lice? Like, can you not even...
It's 3-0.
Where some... It's 3-0. Thanks, dude.
Not a problem.
Will you keep us updated throughout?
Yeah.
That'll be fun, right? Who wants the Cowboys to win? And who wants the Raiders? All right. Chargers? What does that have to do with anything? All right. I've got two great guests tonight. But as you guys may have noticed on the last couple of shows, we've been having a lot of fun letting someone from the audience participate as a guest. Yeah, and Ray, would you be into that? All right, I guess you can leave your name tag there, but come up here and take one of these seats. The lady with the cowboy's hat on. Are you good at movie trivia?
No, sir.
No?
My sister is.
Is she really? Is she here? Okay, that's good to know. But this lady's going crazy. You think you'd be great at it? Okay, come on up here. She's got a Harry Potter scarf on, so I already like her. And all right, the sister of the cowboys lady, come on up here. Let's see if your sister's telling the truth. Because, you know, that's in football. You always have to tell the truth. I learned that. What's that donut at your feet there, Ray?
Oh, I brought them for throwing and or eating purposes.
They look really fancy.
Yeah, the finest 7-Eleven has to offer.
They look fancy delicious. Those are from 7-Eleven? I'm shocked.
Yeah, one of them is a Cowboys themed one.
Yeah, come on over. How you doing? Let's meet them individually before we pit them against each other in a game of Last Man Stanton. What's your name?
Catherine.
What's your sister's name over there?
Alicia.
And you feel good about her nominating you like this?
All right.
You feel all right?
Well, you know, get nervous.
Yeah, right? No, these games are they're hard enough as it is, but then when you're in front of an audience, it gets intense. So good luck to you. And what do you do?
Oh, I'm in accounting.
Accounting?
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll be...
I listen to podcasts all day, so...
Oh, perfect. Well, if there's any, you know, if I have any math problems... I don't know if there... No, Last Man Standing has nothing to do with math. Ray?
Yes?
How you doing, man?
I am ecstatic right now.
This is pretty exciting, right?
I am very excited, yeah.
And you, what do you do for a living?
I do copy editing.
Okay. Yeah. I'd ask a follow-up question, but we've got a lot of things to do tonight.
That's fine.
All right. And what's the name of this lady here on the end with the Harry Potter scarf?
My name's Deanna.
Deanna?
Yeah.
Okay. And what do you do, Deanna?
I'm a teacher.
Oh, what do you teach?
Third grade.
Oh, they're great at that age.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Mm. I wouldn't want to do that. I'm grateful that anybody wants to teach, because that's a rough gig. Get a lot of third graders come up to you going, hey, great job today.
No.
No. A bunch of self-centered little shits. All right, so you all know how to play Last Man Stanton?
Yes.
We're going to get a name of an actor or actress from an audience member. There's only one name, and there's no lifelines, and there's no take-backs. You have to take turns saying an exact title. Let's. Who feels the most confident today? That's a dumb question. All right, Ray, you'll go first.
I'm up to this.
Yeah, and then we'll go to, what's your name again? I'm sorry.
Catherine?
Okay, Catherine and Deanna.
You got it.
Oh, look at this. We gotta get that beer to him.
Thank you.
Brain fuel. Look at him go. What kind of beer is that?
It is a Miller Lite.
Ooh, only the finest. For Ragnarok. Okay, now there's somebody in the audience who said they had a great name for Last Man Stanton, but I'm puzzled by their Twitter handle, because the Twitter handle is HBO CEO of Tits.
That's me, Doug.
That's you?
I got a great name we can use.
What is it? No, but you can't pick the name. That wouldn't be fair. But what does HBO CEO of Tits mean?
Well, Doug, they actually have a guy that goes up to directors at HBO and whispers in their ear, hey, this is HBO. You can put full frontal nudity in here. You really should.
HBO encourages people to have nudity because it's HBO.
Yeah, they're like, why is this on HBO if there's not nudity?
So that's why Lena Dunham's naked in every episode.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, probably some other reasons for
that. But Curb Your Enthusiasm doesn't have any nudity. Did the CEO of Tits take a nap when that one started?
Yeah, probably. And it became a running joke.
Who wants to see Larry David naked anyway?
The AV Club, you remember that? It's terrible now.
It's a thing still, AV Club.
Yeah, but it's on Kinja now. Ugh.
What does that mean?
It's an awful commenting system that they use.
Oh, okay.
It's bad.
All right, nerd.
Yep. Funny one of those would come here, you know?
All right, so you can't suggest a name. Who's got a good name for this game for us? You can't. You're with him. Couple of cheaters. Now, who else has a possible suggestion? Oh, this guy in the hat over here. I like the way I like his look.
Dwayne Johnson.
What's your name, dude?
Brian.
All right, and he wants you guys to do Dwayne the Rock Johnson movies where he was either the Rock or Dwayne Johnson. I can't keep track anymore. I'm gonna take Jumanji off the table right now because it's not out yet. Rampage as well. And start us off, Ray.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was in The Scorpion King.
Yes, and you don't have to say his name every time.
I'll get better at it as we go.
Catherine, any rock movie?
Moana?
Very good. She said Moana, Deanna.
The Tooth Fairy?
Yeah, that's right. Back to Ray.
He was in Fast Five?
Is that when he started?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you say so. I know he wasn't in Tokyo Drift. Catherine? Not a big fan of The Rock?
The other guys.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. He's the other guy and the other guys. Deanna.
I can't remember the name.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're in a rough spot if there's only one you can think of.
I know.
And you don't know what it's called.
Oh,
want to take a stab at it?
I know who's in it. I can't. Oh, with that guy. I'm going to hate myself later. I can't think of one.
Oh, that's too bad. Thank you for playing, Deanna. Ray.
Furious 7.
Was that what that one was called?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Their titles are confusing. Also, I won't say it, but... Catherine?
I'm not sure if it's right.
Give it a go.
I think it's a title that I wish that it was. Fate of the Furious.
No, that's good.
Yep.
Just like Tate Crazy Nights, Fate is spelled with an 8.
Mm-hmm. Walking Tall.
Mm-hmm. The Buford Pusser story. Came back to you fast, Catherine.
Yeah.
Do you guys know these lights that look Christmassy are up here all the time?
Yeah, I did know that.
I finally figured that out after playing here a bunch of times. This tree, though, is special, isn't it, sir? Nothing? He's in that one where his eyebrow goes up really high.
No,
thank you. Thank you for playing, Catherine.
Thank you for playing.
What were you going to say next, Ray? Because I know you have another one.
Yeah, well, Fast and the Furious 6, Doom.
I just asked for one.
San Andreas.
Show off. Show off, man. Journey to the Center of the Earth, Part 2.
I think The Mummy
Returns. Something like that. What's that?
Mummy Returns, I think. The third Mummy movie. Whichever one that the Scorpion King came from. I don't know. But I know Doom. And San
Pain and Gain.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, he's probably other Michael Bay's, too, right?
No.
It's a lot tougher under the lights.
Mark Wahlberg just works with Bay a lot, but not The Rock. The Rock is like, fuck
this. He works with everybody.
Guy. All right, well, you did it, man. Let's hear it for Ray, everybody.
Thank you.
What's your last name, Ray?
Schmidt.
S-C-H-M-I-T. Schmidt. What?
No D, one T. S-C-H-M-I-T.
Oh, okay. There's no D at the end.
Yeah, there's no D and only one T. It's Luxembourg, not German. German's got all that extra stuff.
Okay. let's get your competitors up here. It's Dale Cheeseman and Jeff Tate! Hey, fellas. Oh, I left my phone in the back. It was happily charging. But thank you, Jeff. And let's give them individual rounds of applause, starting with first-time guest on the show. It's Ray Schmidt, everybody. So, dude, what did you bring for the prize bag? Can we put those donuts in the prize bag?
Yeah, sure. Why not? One of them is Cowboys themed, actually.
It is?
Yeah. One of them is.
All right.
It's got nice little sprinkles on it. Blue and silver. You ever seen ones before?
What is all these? Like, people are spending $25 on throwing donuts.
Why is everybody laughing at Jeff? What's he doing over there? Ray, could you move out of the way?
There was a lot of his pants that didn't make the turn.
I believe that to be true.
And I didn't realize that everyone was going to see me just, like, move a little bit. Like, all I did was move a little bit this way, and everyone was like, oh, I get it.
All right. And we already talked to you about your copywriting career.
Mm-hmm.
What was the last copywriting, like, what was the last assignment you had there? What'd you have to write copy for?
Well, I said editing, Doug.
Oh, sorry. What did you have to edit copy for?
Just some blog posts for the Pink Hat Lady. Pink Hat Gypsy.
Oh, all right. Is that your boss over there?
I don't know what stuff is called. I just correct the sentences, you know?
Well, good luck today. The last two nights, the audience member that we brought up to play managed to beat Dale and Jeff underneath tremendous odds.
Wow.
So good luck to you tonight, Ray.
Those are good players, too.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you're just saying that because you're sitting amongst them.
No, I say that as a fan.
Oh, okay.
Well, you gotta be trying to talk yourself up about this. Like, honestly, in this crowd, you were probably the one person rooting for me then.
Hey, will the three of you guys be on my new podcast, Beard Club? Let's give a big warm welcome to Dale Cheeseman, everybody.
What up, San Antonio?
It took a great deal of effort for you to get here today, I hear, like traffic and whatnot.
Oh, man, driving, weather, where do I begin? Small talk is hard. I drove in from Dallas down 35, which has been under construction since like 1776.
Yeah, the founding fathers were like, let's build this 35.
I still can't clear those redcoats. And it pushes you down to one lane. But I made it, and I'm here in San Antonio, and I'm happy about that.
It's a fun town. I like it.
Dude, you are really taking to this whole stage presence thing. He just had the personal server come on stage to change out his beers. I don't even get that.
Yeah, that was a real timely change out. She's like, she's ready as soon as you're finished.
It was like a NASCAR fan change out.
I gave her the high sign.
They bought the bucket of beers. That's why she's ready to go like that.
If I just hold my hand out like this, no, it doesn't work for me. You're cool. You're cool.
You're drinking whiskey anyway, right?
No, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I was just testing.
What'd you bring for the prize bag, Dale?
I brought, last night we were in Dallas, and I gave them something I didn't really care about, but this is San Antonio. So this is something deep from my childhood that I've loved for a long time. It's an album that helped shape me. This is Ricky Skaggs, Don't Cheat in Our Hometown. It is by far my favorite musical work ever, and I was so surprised that
it
was on
sale. Get the fucking hair helmet on this guy.
Yeah. There's a better copy on the back. Like, just use some B-roll for the back cover. We're not going to do two shoots. But I was so surprised when they were selling it for $2 across the street at Half Price Books. And then I got something I actually love. Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Ooh.
Widescreen edition with bonus features.
That's the best. That's my favorite one. That's
it's the best. You get to tour Lupin's office.
Yeah, yeah. And HBO bought all the Harry Potter movies on New Year's Day. They're going to show them all back to back.
But with tits?
HBO, it's not TV. It's tits. And then also, somebody gave us a box of donuts ahead of time, so they're sitting at Dale's feet, and we'll try to toss those out, try to share them with people throughout the show.
It's always great when someone like naturally comes up with donuts, and it creates that moment of the show where you get to throw the donuts, and now we just have to kind of force that in at some time.
We don't have to. Another fun thing to do would be to just stomp on that box in front of everybody. Just ruin all the donuts in one move. Think about it. And let's say hello to Jeff Tate!
Hello, everybody. Hello. Thank you. Thank you.
Tate Crazy Nights rages on. This is our fifth city out of eight. And you're two for two on the wins.
Yeah.
You think you're, how do you feel about tonight's competition?
I feel pretty great. Pretty confident. I'm pretty confident. Because I see this guy, he's getting beers brought up to him immediately, and he's just going to be too drunk.
I challenge accepted.
That's not what I meant.
I'm going to be too drunk for sure, but I don't need to know anything. Hopefully I wrote everything down that I need to know. Yesterday's show, I looked at the page, and I had totally not written down an entire game. But we got through it. We made it work, and it was fun. What do you have for the prize bag, Jeff?
I have a copy of my next album. It's called People Are What People Make Them. It comes out January 12th, next year.
Yeah, this is early, you guys.
Yeah. Right? It's good. And if you, one of you is going to win this, and the rest of you will have the opportunity to purchase one on the way out, or don't.
Yeah, but on your way out tonight, ahead of the release date, you can get a hard copy. He'd probably sign it for you if you wanted him to. Only $10.
$10.
$10 out in the lobby. And if you only have 20s, he does not make change. So it's $20. Yeah, I mean, he'll give you two, I guess. If you have a 20.
Yeah, I'll give you two. Two for 20. Three for 40.
It's a good deal. All right, well, I have some questions for you guys before we get to the game portion, and I'll start with Dale. What was the last movie you saw, Dale Cheeseman?
The last movie was Murder on the Orient Express.
Whoa.
He sees artsy movies.
Does that give away that I consider that artsy?
I don't think that movie's artsy, yeah, no.
I consider it artsy.
It's pretty mainstream. It's got...
I mean, what gets more artistic than redoing something that someone else has already done?
Right? And you put Olaf in there, it's a whole new thing.
The whole time I was picturing that carrot on his face, and I just couldn't get past like any of the seriousness. I didn't kill him!
Honk, honk.
You know?
But you give the movie a thumbs up. You liked it?
Yeah, I really did. I hadn't seen the original one, so I'm just going to assume it was terrible and not worth watching. And this new color version is great.
I think the one they did in the 70s was in color.
I don't care.
Nobody cares about facts anymore. Ray, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw the new Star Wars. The Star Wars Episode 8, The Last Jedi.
How'd that work out for you?
It was pretty good.
All right.
I liked it.
We're trying to stay away from spoilers because some people still haven't seen it. Who hasn't seen it yet?
Yeah, most.
A few people. Yeah, and you want to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so thank you for coming to this instead of going to that. You know, yeah. It's playing right next door. So I really appreciate it.
But like the rest.
So that's why I don't want to spoil it.
It's great.
Yeah. But you liked it.
Yeah, it was very pretty. The like those speeders go off and the red stuff shoots out. It looks fantastic.
Oh, we're bordering on spoilers, so just be careful. Someone in the crowd's going to get pissed about red dust. Like, are you kidding me, red dust? What's the point?
Yeah, Mark Hamill gives his best performance he's ever given in a Star Wars movie. You know. And right. I like that Rian Johnson guy, too. Directed the heck out of it.
Yeah, Rian Johnson's a great director and a very nice dude. All right, well, that's a good endorsement.
Yeah.
Hopefully that movie will make some money. Jeff, did you have a chance to see anything today? We had a crazy travel day today. We sat on a dumb plane that didn't want to go.
For various
reasons. And then we had the classic running to another plane just to be able to make it here today. And we did it, though. We don't look like runners, but we did it.
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking feel that tomorrow. Just running. The lady at the gate goes, "Well, now you don't have to work out in San Antonio." Like I was gonna. Like, what the fuck? I wasn't gonna work out at all, lady. You didn't just condense some of my steps. You fucking added running to my day. That's bullshit. I don't, like, you shouldn't go to jail for that, but somebody should be allowed to, like, if somebody makes you have to run, you should be allowed to slap them. Or there should be someone who slaps, and you get to see it and be like, I had to run. They fucking got mustard on my shoe.
Well, you know, they made OJ run in those old Hertz commercials, and then, you know, that's when he decided he should be able to murder somebody.
Yeah. Well, it always starts small. It starts... You think that's why he did it? They kept getting fucked off lights, and he was like, God damn it!
What's on this piece of paper you keep glancing at?
Oh, I wrote down my notes for... Because the last movie I saw is Murder on the Orient Express.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we all went together last night.
Yeah, we all went together. And I have a couple of... everyone's seen that, right? I have a couple of questions. First of all, this one isn't a question, but I watched the whole movie to find out that I knew the ending already. Frasier spoiled it for me on an episode of Cheers. He gets mad because the other idiots at the bar spoil the end of a fake book. And then on his way out, he spoils the end of three real things. They spoiled a fake thing. You can't... And at the end, he's like, Rosebud is his sled. Which, by the way, technically, Frasier spoiled Citizen Kane for me, too. But who, like, I was never going to see that. And he goes, Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father. And then Woody goes, they don't even have the same last name. It's a good episode. Is that what we're talking about? Are we talking about Cheers? I think it's in season 6 or 7.
So that's a problem only you, Norm, and Sam have?
Yeah. Me and the rest of the gang at Cheers all were fucking bummed out that Frasier really did tell us the end.
But you also realized it at the end that you didn't see coming because you hadn't realized it yet.
Yeah.
So it wasn't really spoiled. You just were reminded that it was spoiled.
Yeah. I mean, I was enjoying, like, I enjoyed every part of the movie. And it does, I don't care if I know the ending. Come on.
Who was your favorite character? It has lots of famous actors in it.
Man, I started out really, really hating the detective, but about 15 minutes in, he was my favorite person.
Kenneth Branagh as Hercule Poirot.
The minute I realized he knew that mustache was stupid, I was like, I'm fucking on board with this movie. I get it.
That has to, like, go into the, like, at least a category top three dumbest mustaches. Instead of, he had a morning, lunch, and nighttime mustache for that movie.
He also had a really dumb mustache in Wild Wild West. It's Kenneth Branagh's thing to have dumb mustaches.
Who was he in Wild Wild West?
He was the guy in the wheelchair with the dumb mustache.
Oh my God. I didn't recognize him at all because of his lower body. He had it in this movie. That's how I recognize actors, is their lower body.
You're used to seeing a legged Kenneth Branagh.
Right, yeah.
A legged
God,
Kenneth.
That makes me love him so much more that he's that guy.
I have this question, Doug. This is the one question I have once that whole movie was over.
Okay, don't spoil anything.
No, this is not a spoiler. Is Tale of Two Cities supposed to be funny? The book by Charles Dickens. Because there's a scene in the movie where he's reading it and he's laughing. And he's just laughing and he goes, oh, Dickens. And I have never thought any of that was supposed to be funny.
Maybe he was laughing because, you know, isn't it about one of the characters is poor? Maybe he was laughing at him being poor. Or maybe Kenneth Branagh's character also says that it's a mental burden to be such a brilliant detective because he's just always figuring out shit. So maybe Dickens is funny to him just because it's simple and he doesn't have to think. I don't know. I was asleep by that point, I think.
But I mean, what I mean is Tale of Two Cities isn't like...
It's the 1700s.
It's not a fucking Dave Barry book, right?
Like, no. It's the 1700s version of Eddie Murphy's Raw. It was
what if
big.
He was just halfway through and he figured out which city wins? I've never read that book.
It's mostly about the French Revolution. A lot of blood and guts in it, though.
I'm just picturing Charles Dickens in a purple leather suit just walking across the stage like, man, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. You know what I mean? High-fiving somebody. I'm going to keep picturing that for the rest of the show.
I haven't asked this question, Dale, in the last few shows you've been on, so sorry to spring it on you, but... Do you know what might be the best movie I've never seen?
Have you seen Predestination yet?
Still have not seen that.
Yeah, okay, Predestination.
That's your answer still?
For the fifth time in a time loop.
To Predestination.
I feel like we've been here before. Has anyone seen Predestination? That's a pretty good joke. I told you a year ago on this stage, Predestination.
Crazy that I haven't gotten around to it.
And once you see that movie, you're going to chuckle oh so slightly at this moment and be like, oh, I get what he was joking about. Check it out. It's
there's
amazing.
No way that's going to happen.
Last year, there was one person in the audience who had seen it. How many people have seen it? Two. Two people. That is 100% improvement.
I've
stats, baby.
Those two people, did you love it?
Yeah.
We watched it after the Houston show.
You watched it after you saw him in Houston?
Yeah. It's good.
It's good. We liked it. Now, are you like Bert Kreischer and you just love anything that's got time travel in it?
No.
Okay, good. Because that's a weird way to live. There's a lot of bad time travel movies. You shouldn't have to love them all. Ray, do you have one for me? A movie I might not have seen that's I might find amazing?
Yeah, I've heard you ask this question to so many people. Have you seen Mystery Team?
The fucking movie where they're all superheroes? Ben Stiller?
No. That's Mystery
What's that
Men.
Called?
That's Mystery Men.
Okay.
The Donald Glover?
Yeah, the Donald
that
Glover
That Mystery
movie.
Squad?
No, it's Mystery Team.
Mystery Team. I have not seen
Starring,
it.
Starring Donald Glover and D.C. Pearson.
Yeah, D.C. Pearson's been on the show a bunch of times.
Yeah, Aubrey Plaza's in it. It's,
I love her.
It's fantastic.
I love that movie.
It basically posits Encyclopedia Brown in his senior year of high school. They're kid detectives in their senior year of high school. In a realistic world where everyone's like, look at these fucking mystery dorks, you know? And, you know, it's Donald Glover and D.C. Pearson, Aubrey Plaza, and Ellie Kemper's in it. It's very funny.
I'm in. Yeah. I'm totally going to check that out. You know, maybe not in the next year or so. But I'm definitely going to get around to it.
And there's an order, right? And I'm just waiting my turn, hopefully.
Have you seen it, Jeff?
No, I've seen Predestination. I really felt like I didn't have a choice. It just was going to happen anyway.
Damn, that's a good predestination joke. Y'all are all missing out.
I wonder if anyone was getting their tickets for this show and I going, I hope Predestination comes up again. It's been a year since we talked about it. So, Jeff, what do you got for me that you think I haven't seen?
I'm going to say a movie called The Outfit. It stars Robert Duvall and Joe Don Baker, and it's from 1973 or something.
It's a war movie?
No, it's a
movie about clothiers?
It's a heist movie.
Oh,
I was hoping it was like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants with two old men.
No, The Outfit is in regards to like bad, like criminals. Not like a mannequin. Not like a, hey, look at that outfit. That's a cool outfit. They're not like, oh, we got matching outfits. It's an outfit, like a bunch of criminals. I don't know why this is difficult. It's based on a
book. It's not. I was making jokes. I get it. It's about a group of guys that do a thing. Yeah, and you liked it.
Yeah, it's great.
When'd you see it?
When did I see it?
Yeah.
I saw it a couple years ago.
I've asked you that question a bunch of times.
Yeah, and I tell you a different movie every time as I keep finding out which ones you've seen and haven't seen.
How'd you know I hadn't seen that?
I didn't. It was just the one that came up next. Like I
what's the next one after that?
Oh, man, I only bring one with me at a time. Housecast starring Sinbad and Phil Hartman.
I'll try to ask you tomorrow then.
All right.
I'll try to remember. But now's the part of the show where I say, Bert, turn it off and let the games begin. Lots of great name tags for you guys to choose from. Ray, you can't pick your own name tag, even though it was a good one. Each of you, please select who you'd like to play for. While you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. Hey, no sponsors this ep. I just want to say, come see me in Irvine, California on December 27th and 28th, the Holiday Taint stand-up shows. If you bring a name tag, you will probably end up on stage playing a game from Doug Loves Movies at the end of the show. Irvine Improv at the Spectrum in Irvine in Orange County, California. 8 o'clock shows, December 27th and 28th. Back to the show.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
All right. We're back. Great job, everybody. Cowboys are up 10-0. We learned that during the break. And who are you playing for there, Dale?
I'm playing for Dead Cat, which I don't know what movie this is or what the reference is, but the person last night in Dallas who won was an audience member named Cat, and so this just kind of connected with me. I'm still kind of sore about that.
Well, also, Catherine was one of the three people that was just up here competing against Ray.
Yeah, she was the Jessica Jones
person. So that's nice of you to pick her name.
I'm going to guess it's Dead Man, that Johnny Depp, Jim Jarmusch movie.
Dead Man, yeah. Dead Cat.
Okay.
It's real good Jeff Tate face on there, though.
Yeah, every night so far, I've had to pick a Jeff Tate-centric poster. So cool.
Yeah. Because people know he's going to be on all 8 shows. They don't know how many you're going to be on.
Have been on 4, so let's start making assumptions.
This is only the 3rd one you've been on. Who are you playing for, Ray?
I am playing for Star Wars The Last Jediana. Jediana? Jediana?
Is your name Anna? Deanna. Oh, it's Deanna?
Another one of my competitors.
Holy shit!
Yes.
Oh, both people.
Wow, you guys are really really hooking up those...
That is pure coincidence, and I'm sorry to the crowd.
Which one is pure coincidence?
That we picked the two people that were up here competing to
you
be on the
show. You both did it accidentally?
Yeah, I didn't know. I picked
was
this.
I with candy. Yeah. That's my excuse.
That's so weird.
I would never have picked her, though, because... Yeah, you had the Gryffindor scarf, which is a little arrogant of you to say. It's fine. No true Gryffindor says they're a Gryffindor. That's just... All right, moving on.
I can't begin to tell you how disappointed I was when I saw who won this showdown. I'm kidding. I was like, that guy looks just like me.
Who are you playing for, Jeff?
Rachel or High Water. Rachel, she made a Hell or High Water poster. Put her name in it. I'm on the Chris Pine.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it. That's why I picked it. And it had lights.
That was my first choice,
very elaborate. I think that's it. I think that's all I have to say about it.
That's all you have to say about it?
Yeah.
Okay. Ray, you can go ahead and put your name tag down on the ground. You don't have to hold it the whole time. You don't have to throw it down so violently. Why is there a shithead on the back, Deanna? You didn't think it was going to get picked.
You got picked
here,
twice.
Ray, could you pass it back to her so she can write one on there? Because we got to have a shithead at the end. Does Dead Cat have a shithead on hers?
Yeah,
okay.
She got one.
Okay, good. Jeff?
I assume so. Very rarely do they remember the lights and forget the shithead.
Yeah, it could happen, though.
There's the shithead right there.
Oh, it's got a special card on the back. I like that.
Doug, if I lose, can my shithead get red?
Oh, that's an interesting twist.
Yeah, you haven't gotten enough yet, right?
No.
So you feel like your shithead's really important?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll read it.
I just got to grab everything, you know? I do want to say, Dale, I spent about a half hour cropping your face out on MS Paint today.
Yeah, it's hard to do. I do it all the time.
And then my printer was out of ink.
Okay. I wouldn't have picked you anyways, but That's fine.
So your shithead is Santa?
There's more words after Santa, Doug.
And then not knowing the Cowboys score.
Yeah, the Santa hat person not knowing this Cowboys score. Remember from earlier, Doug?
You wrote that down about me?
No. No, Doug, remember earlier you talked to a Santa hat Cowboys person. They did not know the Cowboys score.
Oh, yeah, but then you picked that as your shithead.
Yeah.
You thought that'd be a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, I did.
I'm about to throw you off this stage. All right, I keep almost stepping on the donuts. It's very exciting.
Just go ahead.
All right, you guys, this first game we're going to play is a little something called characters welcome. Yeah. I'm going to name a bunch of characters from the, you know, end titles of the movie, not the actors who played them, just the characters. And as you know, it's oftentimes guy watching bar number one or whatever. And I'm going to read them, a bunch of them, and you guys can guess as often as you like. And first person that names the movie all these characters in wins. Okay?
Okay.
I only needed to hear from one of you. I'm not like the flight attendant that needs everyone to say yes in the emergency exit row.
He speaks for the group.
What movie has these characters in it? Charlie Travis. Bill the Rider. Mr. Jones.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Mr. Smith.
The Matrix?
The Francisco Matrix Esparza.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Isaac Millsaps.
The Alamo.
Played by Turk Pipkin. What'd you say, Jeff?
I said The Alamo.
That's correct!
What?
Sergeant William Wood?
Oh, Billy Dubs.
William Travis, James Bowie, and then the leads, of course, the main characters, Davy Crockett and Sam Houston.
Yes.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid is Sam Houston, The Alamo, 2004. Why is that so funny to
That's
one person?
Was
it's a terrible movie?
Bowie?
All right, well, I'm sorry if it brings you civic shame.
I forgive you.
I just thought it'd be fun to reference The Alamo. I've been coming to San Antonio for many years, and I used to play the club down at the River Center. It was actually by The Alamo. And I go over there and look at it and laugh about whether or not it has a basement. And and then I started playing the LOL Comedy Club right here, and it's right by the airport, so I never even go to that part of town anymore. I'm an airport guy now. I just I love that the gig is just two exits down from the airport. It's pretty convenient.
I grew up in Texas, so like I should know more about the Alamo. But in the fourth grade, I got banned from our school trip to the Alamo to learn about it. But at the time, I was like, who fucking cares? Why am I ever going to need to know anything about the Alamo? And now, 20-something years later, I get to be like, fuck you, Mrs. Young. This could if I had gone on that trip, I might have known. I didn't know you were naming the characters' names in the first place, but...
Yeah, there's no way anyone that went on that trip knows the names of the characters.
Until you got up to, like, Davy Crockett?
How did you figure it out, Jeff?
We're in San Antonio.
Location.
Yeah, pretty smart.
That's just a constant thing for me, so it doesn't register as much.
Right.
Constantly at the museum.
Yeah. Is that why they constantly have to remind you to remember the goddamn Alamo? You motherfuckers just take it for granted.
What's that?
It's
Texas's 9/11. We kind of have to.
I'm just not even clear what it is about the Alamo you're supposed to remember. You're just supposed to remember those words?
You're supposed to remember they killed everyone there, man.
Why did they
do that? They didn't need to. They took no prisoners. It was not necessary.
Not necessary.
So they fought really hard at the Battle of San Jacinto or whatever. I don't know. I'm not from here.
I don't know. I'm just a guy from the audience. Score update?
10-0, 10 seconds left.
10-0, we're almost at the half. So by the time they start playing again, we'll probably almost be done. We can all run out to the bar and watch it on the TV in the lobby.
What is that, an update on?
The game, the Cowboys-Raiders game.
Cowboys-Raiders, 10 points Cowboys?
Yes.
Okay.
You sound like you're really concerned.
It seems serious, but I forgot San Antonio is in that, like, y'all love the Cowboys dead land, but okay, that's fine.
I'll stay updated.
I mean, clearly some people here tonight don't because they're here instead of watching the game. So
more
I appreciate
of a Vikings
that.
Fan.
How long have you been a listener of the show, Ray?
Oh, I'd say like 3 years.
Okay, so have you heard us play Build a Title?
Yes, I have.
All right, let's play Build a Title. I can only play when I have expert guests on the show because it's a tough enough game as it is, and then people are confused by it, then it's over. Jeff gets to go first because he won that last game. Then we'll go to Ray, and then we'll go to Dale. And we're going to add titles to the starter title of a little motion picture, my favorite Christmas movie. It's a motion picture called Die Hard. Die Hard. So you need a movie, Jeff, that ends with die or begins with hard.
It begins.
Can
hard,
I say
right?
Die Hard with a vengeance?
Oh, I never thought about that before. Seems like not a great idea.
No, not a great idea.
Die Hard with a vengeance. Okay.
If we're doing that, a good day to Die Hard with a vengeance.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah, fuck you,
God girl. Damn it. All right, so...
Is it good or
Well, that's the thing. Is we take out the A's and the the's because those are stoppers generally. So, you know, there's not too many movies that end with the word A or the. So what do you think there, Dale? A good day to Die Hard with a vengeance. 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 Something, I don't know if there's any movies that are called something good, blank good.
Damn it.
Yeah. You got some great players. The players are so good at this game that they fucking ruined it immediately. You know what? I'm crossing both those out and we're going to start over.
Yeah.
Die Hard, Jeff. I mean, it's cute that that's a full long title. Somebody should put that up on a marquee and take a picture of it.
Hard Day's Night.
Die Hard Day's Night. I like it.
Die Hard.
Settle down. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Die Hard Day's Night of the Living Dead.
Oh. Now we're talking. Now we got a game. Now you got something to work with here, Dale.
No, yeah, I told you I don't know what movie that's referencing, so it's not right.
But then I told you what it was.
What did you say?
Dead Man.
You idiot. Dead Man, boom, strategy player over here. Never seen a movie. Let's do this.
All right, Jeff, we've got Die Hard Day's Night of the Living Dead Man.
Who knew too little?
Ooh. Dead Man who knew too little. Okay, Ray.
The man who knew too little Fockers.
Jesus, whoa,
man.
That's
Kurz ain't bad.
That's going to be a stopper, I think.
What was the beginning?
Kurz.
We got Die Hard Day's Night of the Living Dead Man who knew too little Fockers.
John Tucker must die.
Oh. Yeah. John Tucker must die. Die Hard Day's Night of the Living Dead Man who knew too little Fockers. Hey, Jeff, I forgot. When you won the first game, I forgot to let you throw a donut.
That's okay.
You sure?
Yeah.
Why don't you want to throw a donut?
They're all the way over there.
Why don't you want to throw a donut?
Because I knew I was going to forget the fucking title I was thinking of, and now I forgot the title I was thinking of.
Well, so it sounds like you need some time.
Yeah, you might as well throw a donut.
Will somebody somebody recap what I got to do here?
Yeah, I will, but go ahead and throw a donut. You earned it.
Hey.
Oh, okay, you're going to do more than one?
What happened?
They threw it back.
Why did they throw it back?
I don't know. I think it might have been at me.
But this is why I don't like to throw donuts.
Somebody took a bite out of it and threw parts of it back? Or they just tore it apart and threw it back?
I can't see who did it, but I'm intimidated. That's for sure.
I think it broke up on re-entry, Doug.
I think it hit me. Did it hit me?
I don't think so. I think it hit my stool. I think they were throwing at me,
That's
not you.
Gross.
Man.
I will never not giggle at the word stool. Why are these things and your shit both called stool? Doesn't make any sense. What do you got, Jeff? Oh, let me recap for you. John Tucker must die hard day's night of the living dead man who knew two little fuckers.
Okay, there's that movie called Dear John.
Mm-hmm. Yes! Dear John Tucker must die hard day's night of the living dead man who knew two little fuckers. Ray, see, you're your own undoing with that fucking fuckers thing.
Mm-hmm. Man who knew two little fuckers of the jade scorpion.
Fuckers of the jade scorpion? I will take it!
That's great.
Jennifer's. I think I know where you're going next, buddy. Dale?
No, I just not. I didn't.
Yeah, he handed that. You one.
What did he say?
Nothing.
No, but what was the last? I have to know what
John.
The last one is.
Yeah. Dear John. No, I will not tell you.
Fuck you.
Dear John Tucker must die hard day's night of the living dead man who knew two little fuckers of the jade scorpion.
Oh, Scorpion King?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that one because
that was,
I had one already.
That was fucking Wheel of Fortune level easy.
Well, I had one already and I was focusing on that.
Oh, okay.
Now nobody talk to me till it comes back.
How's it going, Dale? You want to throw a donut?
I think that guy just wants me to throw a donut at him. Who keeps cheering?
It's a lady.
I'm so sorry. Do you want two donuts for my mistake? Here.
She's dying for a donut over there. Just give her one.
Ooh, we got options. Nah, you're just gonna wait. Oh. That deserved a little bit more applause, but all right.
Yeah, that was quite a throw.
I impress myself, and that's what matters in athletic competition.
Jeff, we've got Dear John Tucker must die hard day's night of the living dead man who knew two little fuckers of the jade scorpion king. Too bad Yes, Dear was a TV show.
I don't know. This me not thinking of something is the funniest thing this lady's ever seen. And to be honest with you, I'm a little tired after the travel day, so I could use the laugh. Right? I'm gonna milk it. King Kong is the name of a movie, right? Or is that just a play?
No, it's a movie.
It's a movie too.
It's a movie too. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. I've only seen the play.
So that's where you're going with, King Kong?
King Kong.
Okay.
King,
go ahead there, Ray.
King Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, Kong Skull Island. You just handed him that one.
Mm-hmm. Skull Island of the Lost.
Whoa. This is one of the longer ones we've ever done, maybe. Jeff
wasn't
and
that
Chris.
Impressive, but.
Boys. Lost Boys.
Lost Boys in the Hood.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Hood.
What now?
It's on Dale and it's Hood. Hmm.
We still have John, though, right?
What? Yeah. No, it's deer.
Oh, we got
deer. Yeah, deer. I don't know what you can do with that.
D.
Deer.
D. Jennifer's body.
Is that, so that's how you pronounce the word deer? Deer.
Deer.
Deer. Deer.
I mean, it depends on where you're from, and this is just how I talk, so.
Deer.
Get used to it. Motherfucking Jennifer's body deer. Shit, where are you from? I don't know.
Okay, contain Jennifer's body. D. Body.
D. D. Try the other end. Hood.
Hood.
Hood D.
Hood.
Or give up.
Never.
You can't say never.
Remember the Alamo. Here we go. Never give up. Hood. Hood. Hood, comma, Robin. Fuck.
All right, you're out.
No, the movie, fuck. Yeah, sure.
Thanks for playing.
I appreciate the opportunity. Mm.
Jeff.
I don't know what it is to me yet. Is it boys to me?
No, it's boys in the hood.
Oh, hood to me.
Yeah.
All right, hoodwinked.
Yes.
God damn it.
Yeah. That was the one just sitting there waiting for you, Dale.
I know.
Winked.
So Ray is, he's in a tough spot. Ends in deer.
Not really.
Begins with winked.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that's a movie, right?
Nope.
Prancer, Santa's reindeer.
Nope.
Nope.
Santa Claus, the movie, and his reindeer.
Nope.
I think I'm going to tap, Doug.
No, let's give
those
you a
were all
try.
Great answers, though.
I got a stopper on the deer end now.
Oh, good for you. I mean, deer is already a stopper, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
I got one more.
It's Dale's turn.
No, it's not.
Dale's out.
He's out, too.
No, I want him to have another chance. Okay.
Hoodwinked 2.
Full title?
No, that was it.
No.
All right.
With a Vengeance.
Electra Boogadier.
All right, Jeff, what do you got?
They'd be
okay, for deer, I have the killing of a sacred deer.
Oh, yes. Did you see that movie?
No.
It's fucked up.
That's what I heard. I'm scared of it. Yeah. Like, I wanted to see it. He eats at a place where I have breakfast. It was filmed in my neighborhood in Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
Well, can you weird. Believe it?
Yeah. Well, okay. It's a fucked up movie. All right, so killing of a sacred deer, John Tucker must die, hard day's night of the living dead man who knew two little fuckers of the Jade Scorpion King Kong Skull Island of the Lost Boys in the Hoodwinked. Put that on a fucking marquee.
Fuckers of the Jade Scorpion is amazing and you should be very proud.
Thank you so very much, Dave.
All right, Jeff, you did it. Do you want to throw a donut? She wants another one. Yay! Hey. Oh, such, you're always such a gentle toss. Somebody hold up a sign in the back, a sign towards the back. I'm going to hit it. All right, that one back there. Holy shit. It's not very big. Let's see. He tried. He raised it up to try to greet my donut, but it didn't work out. Are you eating it anyway, dude?
Ray, you gonna get it?
Did you pick it up off the ground?
I mean, when am I gonna get another chance?
Yeah,
go for it.
Yeah, Ray, you should throw
Live
one.
Live your wildest Anyone like dreams. A donut? Now, Ray, who's this person in the front?
What?
Who's this person in the front?
That's my friend, Kat.
Your friend. Hit her as hard as you can with a donut right now. When are you going to have another chance?
She might be angry about that.
I can tell she already is. Do it.
I didn't do it. Why is she angry?
Dude, if you can answer that question, you got a $1 million book on your hands. Okay.
Oh. Hey!
I got confetti in my drink. Reloading. I gotta give this lady another donut just to get her to shut up. Was not looking when I threw that, and then it just landed right in her hands. All right, let's determine a winner tonight with a little something called Ron Bennington's Adjusted for Inflation Bureau game. Jeff, as usual, gets to go first, and then we will go to Dale, and then to our new friend Ray. And you'll each get a chance to go first for one round, and then we have a tiebreaker if we need it. Oh, there's my pen. I was looking in my pocket. It was on the table. Just writing in Ray's name right now. Are they back from halftime yet?
Just started
third quarter. Okay, let us know if something happens in the game or in this show. I'm going to ask you, Jeff, to name what you think might be in the top three box office draws of a particular actor or actress, according to Box Office Mojo, after being adjusted for inflation. What do you think, and again, only the guys on stage get to guess in these games, in honor of being in San Antonio, the films of San Antonio Banderas. What do you think's in his top three, Jeff? You got one?
Yeah, I got a number of them bouncing around my head.
Let's go ahead and pick one.
I'm going to say Shrek 3D.
It's not the title.
All right, Dale?
Shrek the Third.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what...
Ray?
I'm going to go Shrek 2.
All right. Coming in at number three, Shrek Forever After. Yeah. And number two, Shrek the Third. It's 2 points for Dale. And coming in at number one,
Spy Kids.
It's Shrek 2. Ray gets 3 points.
Yay. I couldn't remember if that cat came in the second movie or the third.
What's that, Dale?
I couldn't remember when the cat came in. I was explaining my logic behind my choice, just a little insider information for the game.
You weren't sure when the pussy in the boots shows up?
Yeah, it's Shrek 2.
That's what he's called,
right? Yeah, clearly, now I know.
The pussy in the boots.
Yeah.
I heard he got out of the business after Trump grabbed him. All right. Second round. Dale gets to start us off. The films of Tim Allen. Yeah, he's in films.
Tim Allen is, of course, in that movie.
Let me just do this real quick. Dear LOL Comedy Club, may I have another Tito's and soda?
P.S. Whiskey Coke.
With... you know, I like to write my own P.S.'s. And a whiskey coke for Dale. Are you good, Ray?
I would like a Shiner Bock.
Oh. I guess your Shiner bucket is empty. Right?
Yes,
and
it
Jeff,
is.
You're good?
Yeah, I'm good. He was drinking Miller Lite till you asked.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you asked, he bumped it up a level.
No. They don't offer Shiner Buck buckets. I did get one in the lobby, though.
You can drink anything you want. Bring me liquid gold. Dale, are you with us?
Yeah.
Or against us?
I've got a few in mind, and I have no idea how they would have done in theaters. So I'm just taking a wild... The Shaggy Dog?
All right.
All right.
Shaggy Dog. Fair enough.
I'm going to go with Toy Story.
Ray is saying
Son
Toy
of a bitch.
Story.
God damn it. You know what? Even worse, my backup was Old Dogs.
Ugh. He's not even in Old Dogs, man. He's in Wild Hogs.
That's why he was my backup.
Okay, Jeff.
Fuck.
Toy Story 2.
Okay.
Yeah, nobody.
Can I change my answer?
Coming in at number 3, the original Toy Story.
Hold on.
Number 2. What's happening?
Apparently nobody was in the room when you...
Oh, okay. Whiskey Coke?
Yes, please.
Whiskey Coke for Dale and Tito's and soda for me?
Tito's soda, Whiskey Coke.
Yeah, Shinerbach. And Jeff's Coke.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy. All right. Where were we? See? People can interrupt all they want, dude. As soon as the score changes, let us know. Coming in number 2... Toy Story 2. That was Jeff?
Yep.
Jeff's on the board with 2 points. But Ray is running away with this thing because number 1, Toy Story 3.
Oh. Which is what I said.
Oh. Dale said Toy Story 3. Okay, so now you have 5 points.
5, right.
Oh, you just said the first Toy Story, Ray?
Yeah, I said Toy
Story. Okay, so you get 1 point for that. So Ray has 4, Jeff has 2, and Dale has 2. So it's anybody's game. And Ray gets to go first.
Hooray.
In this final round. But then Jeff gets to go first if we need a tiebreaker. Ray?
Yes.
The films of John Goodman. Oh, we got an update. Perfect timing.
Thank God.
10-6, Cowboys 10, Raiders 6.
Cowboys still have 10. Raiders now have 6 points on the board. They're going to go for an extra point.
That's correct.
You think they'll go for 2? Probably not. Seems silly at this point in the game. Just be happy with 1.
Can we talk about how Dallas sports teams are always the bad guys in sports movies? That's who y'all are rooting for, is the bad guys.
Like what sports movie?
The Replacements.
That's it? That's your list?
All the others.
Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, they can take
Friday
it
Night
away.
Lights is about fucking high school. What does that
they
have to
can
do
be
with
shitty at an early age. It's,
yeah, and they have to play the Dallas Cowboys, and they get destroyed.
All right. Stop saying things that are not pertinent. What's that? They got the point?
Yeah,
10-7. 10-7, okay.
This Dallas refit has really helped me out. I got an answer, Doug.
Okay.
Monsters, Inc.
Okay. Dale?
Monsters University.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Monsters Unemployment.
Yeah, is there
Monsters Pre-K?
Is there any sort of like a graduate program for those monsters? They do any like
Monsters MBA?
Monsters Internship. I'm going to. God damn it! Like it. Fuck. Fuck. John Goodman. Fuck. Damn. Fuck. I'm going to say. There's no way this is going to be, it would even be listed. God damn it, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. Is he in Toy Story 3? Does he make a voice cameo and then they put it on his list?
What? Just name a movie that John Goodman's in that you enjoy that you know, seemed like it might have been a hit. Ooh, drinks are here.
I can't think of any John Goodman movie I enjoy that might have been a hit. I can think of a lot that for sure weren't.
Did you see Argo?
Yeah, Argo.
Yeah,
makes
okay.
Some money.
All right, thanks, guys. Argo. I'll say
that's
Argo.
That's your answer?
Yeah, I'll say Argo.
You think I'd give you one of the top three?
We're about to find out.
Okay. Coming in at number three. The Flintstones.
Really?
What?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That movie was big.
It's a great movie.
And then you adjust for inflation? Holy shit.
You remember America was Rosie O'Donnell crazy at the time.
Some of us still are.
Yeah.
Rick Moranis was in it.
Yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
Number two, Monsters U. Who said that?
That was me.
Dale.
That was a Dale special. Okay, so Dale, you're up to 4 points, which ties you up with Ray. But I think we all know what's about to happen. Because the number one movie, of course, in John Goodman's career is Monsters, Inc. Ray, you are our winner! Would you like to throw a donut?
Of San Antonio.
Would you like to throw a donut, Ray?
Yeah.
All right.
A victory donut.
That guy wants one. That lady wants a third donut.
Should I do more?
Well, I mean, you gotta do something like really chuck it. Don't just give it a nice little
toss.
Try to get
someone in the back row.
Like throw it overhand. Just these lights.
You can't
pitch it right into somebody's.
What would Eminem say about this?
Yeah. Right? I can't believe you're losing these donuts in the lights.
You got one
shot. Oh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
All right. I'll leave one more for me to possibly throw. But just for fun, since I prepared it, let's do the tiebreaker. Let's do one more round.
I would love to.
Nobody's in a hurry to get out of here, right?
No.
Okay. Watch the rest of the game in the lobby. Why is somebody telling you to sit down?
I have no idea.
Why are you standing, though? Like, that's also a question that can be asked.
Jeff, I didn't anticipate being up here. I have to pee quite bad right now. It's worse when I sit down.
Do you want to go pee? We can wait.
No, I can tough it out, Doug. I'm a professional.
All right, because there's still 45 minutes left of the show.
I gave you my word.
I'm sorry, we're almost done. But let's play one more round. And who was going second every time? That was Dale?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start with you, Dale. The films of Steve Carell.
Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
Despicable Me.
Yeah. Oof. Okay.
Two.
Wait, what's that?
Kids love sequels, so this is a big... Nah, just Despicable Me.
Okay.
Two.
Wait, you said more.
What?
You said another word.
I'm going to claim both.
What answer are you going with?
Despicable Me 2.
Okay, people like that.
I guess.
People
sure.
have your back. Doesn't really matter. Ray?
Is this domestic or international? I forget.
It's just domestic.
And just Earth, right?
Earth domestic, yes.
Yeah, I'll go Despicable Me 3.
Okay. JF?
Despicable Me.
It feels like you guys discovered the pattern of the game tonight. I found this interesting. His number 10 movie, Anchorman, the first Anchorman is not even in his top 10.
Wow.
Then number 10 is Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, or whatever that was called.
That made more money?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, nobody saw Anchorman.
Anchorman was like more of a hit later on video or whatever.
Kids love sequels.
And then his number 9 is 40-Year-Old Virgin. You'd think that'd be up higher. But then let's get into the nitty-gritty of what you guys chose. Despicable Me 3 came in 5th.
Wow.
It's his 5th highest. His 4th highest is the original Despicable Me. Then number 3, Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
Number 2, fucking Minions.
He's in Minions, oh yeah. For like
and
a
number 1, Despicable Me 2!
Yeah, Dale.
I love winning after it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I think you should throw a donut. I think you deserve it.
I really do.
Yeah.
Kat, this one was for you.
Did it get to her anywhere near her?
I have no idea where she's sitting.
Yeah, that was weird. You just threw the vague general direction.
That was a powdered donut, so it like snowed on everyone in his trajectory like a Christmas miracle.
All right, give me your dead cat name tag, and Jeff, give me yours. And I don't need the yours, Ray, because you won. What I need is for that person you played for, Deanna, to come up here and get your prizes. Congratulations. She won one way or the other. That worked out pretty good. Let's do some plugs, you guys. Dale, what do you got to plug?
I don't know. I'll be in Austin about an hour and a half away from here on January 19th at Kick Butt Coffee. I'm headlining a coffee shop. Get your seat early before they turn off the coffee machine. And then we're doing a Christmas show in Houston on December 22nd at the Secret Group Comedy Club in East Downtown. Check it out.
Yeah, Secret Group is great. We just did a Doug Loves Movies there Friday
amazing.
Night, and it's a really sweet venue for the Houston area.
And follow me on all the social stuff. Don't follow at Dale Cheeseman. That's an Australian construction worker who's very fast on every new social media platform. So just, you'll find me. It's whatever.
Yeah, on Instagram, you're Dale Cheesma.
D Cheesma. I don't know what I thought when I signed up for
that. Cheesma. Cheesma is just so gross.
A lot of it is.
It's kind of similar to smegma.
Or just dick cheese.
Sorry to put that in your heads, everybody. Ray, what do you got to promote?
I got a lot of friends at a local independent theater called the Overtime Theater here in San Antonio, Texas. They do original plays from local artists, and go on down to the Overtime, catch a play. It's good
All
stuff.
Right. That sounds cool. Thanks,
also,
dude.
Also, the Vikings football team. Watch the games. They're fun.
We need more fans.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
I got an album coming out January 12th. You can pre-order it on iTunes now. I'll be at Go Bananas Comedy Club in Cincinnati January 4th through the 7th. I'll be in Dallas at Hyenas January 24th. Houston at the Secret Group January 26th. And then Lafayette, Louisiana, the 27th, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana, January 28th. And I'm on Instagram at Jeff Tate, just mine.
Wow. He looked at a paper that whole time, but none of those things were written on it. That was impressive.
Most of it is written on it. Like, all the dates are on the bottom right there.
Not the same.
And I just wowed him because I remembered I'm on Instagram.
One more time for all of my guests, Dale Cheeseman, Ray Schmidt, and Jeff Tate. I'm going to be in Sweet Home, San Diego, doing Doug Loves Movies at the American Comedy Company on Monday, December 26th. Thank you to the LOL Comedy Club and to all of you guys for coming out on a Sunday night when your favorite teams are playing. I appreciate it, and I'll be back for sure, as long as that lady's sitting further away from the stage. It's all good. All this thing's falling apart in my hands. It's crazy. I don't have any more donuts, dude. I'm trying to wrap up the show. If you want more donuts, there's plenty of places to sell them throughout the city. As always, hotel room wet bar prices are a shithead. You heard me, lady. And Ray Schmidt is a shithead.